Jeff Meldrum gets frustrated when he walks into Barnes & Noble. It's one of the stores that carries his book.
If you go into Barnes & Noble and ask for my book, they'll direct you to the New Age section. You know, somewhere between Bermuda Triangle and crop circles.
Meldrum tries to tell them his book is different.
This is a natural history book. We're simply asking a biological question. Is there a species of primate behind the legend of Sasquatch? And I think, you know, based on the evidence, the answer is yes.
In Meldrum's office at Idaho State University, there's a framed picture of Darwin on the wall. There's also a still from the famous 1967 Patterson-Gimlin film. You know the one, Bigfoot supposedly ambling down a Northern California stream bed, arms swinging. To the rest of science, Sasquatch doesn't belong on the same wall as Darwin. But for the last 17 years, Meldrum has been trying to convince them otherwise. And that's come at a cost, from eye rolls at academic conferences to even late-night TV jabs.
You know, Bigfoot? You folks know Bigfoot? A professor in Idaho says that Bigfoot really does exist.
Meldrum was recently made full professor, but his Sasquatch research was a big furry roadblock on the path for many years. Most scientists greet Meldrum with something more biting than ridicule, silence.
The typical reaction is no reaction. It's just to ignore it, basically.
I ran into that same feeling in looking for an anthropologist or wildlife biologist to talk about the story. One professor told me even a brief interview about anything having to do with Bigfoot was a waste of time. And in fact, at one point, Meldrum might have had the same reaction. But something happened in 1996 that was a turning point for him. A Bigfoot enthusiast brought him to a muddy road outside of Walla Walla. There was a set of fresh tracks. Meldrum is a professor of anatomy, and in those footprints, he swears he saw the telltale imperfections of life he doesn't think anyone could imitate with a prosthetic foot.
There was a moment, as the reality of these tracks set in, there was a moment when I thought to myself, you know, do you really want to go down this road? And I just thought to myself, how can I not?
But Meldrum knows footprints, reports of sightings, and film snippets aren't enough for most people. He needs something more concrete. That's why Meldrum is now taking an aerial approach. He's partnered with an amateur Bigfoot sleuth to raise about $200,000 under the name The Falcon Project. They plan to fly a 50-foot unmanned aircraft saddled with thermal imaging equipment capable of penetrating the forest canopy of the Cascades. The hope? At long last, track down Sasquatch.
Professionally and personally, it would vindicate the efforts that we've gone through. And certainly it's going to tip the scales.
But there's another possible outcome to this experiment. I ask Meldrum, what if you deploy all this equipment and in the end you find nothing?
That will have something of a negative influence on the perception of the possible existence of Sasquatch.
What about for you?
Well, no, personally, you're never 100% until you have that physical evidence in your hands. But, I mean, short of that, I'm as convinced as I possibly can be.
Meldrum may be alone in academia, but he's beating many of his colleagues at one thing researchers are under a lot of pressure for. He gets funding for his work, all from private sources. And remember how Meldrum complained about where Barnes & Noble placed his book? Someone at the company told him he'll get 10 times more attention in the New Age section than in the natural history section. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.